Welcome to Self Discovery Media Network, formerly known as Self Discovery Radio. Each week we bring you illuminating shows from those making a difference in the lives of others. They've taken their own journey, they're here to share their skills, their wisdom to help you on yours. You can see more about us at selfdiscoverymedia.com and please listen to our wonderful collection of shows. Our next show is...
Hi, good afternoon, and welcome to Recovering the Whole of You. My name is Dr. Kitty Adley, physical therapist and recovery expert, owner of Handling Your Health, Wellness, and Rehab in Nassau, Bahamas. And we are happy to have as our guest today, Ms. Dr. Jill Binkley. She is the owner and founder of Turning Point Breast Cancer Rehabilitation in Atlanta. Welcome, Jill.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Great. It is an honor to have you. We have known each other for a few years now. I found you by looking for a course on breast cancer rehabilitation when I first started in this field, and I was honored to be in the first cohort, the first conference that you ever had, and we've built our relationship from then. I've had the opportunity to be, I guess, a slash intern in your clinic, learning the way you guys do what you do, and you do a wonderful job at Turning Point. And so it is my esteemed pleasure to have you here as a guest. And this is a very fitting time to have you because we just celebrated on March 6th, World Lymphedema Day. And a lot of what we do as breast cancer rehab specialists just treat lymphedema. I mean, there are other things that we treat, but lymphedema tends to be one of the things that comes up pretty regularly as we deal with this population.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It does. And so that's one of the things at Turning Point that we have, you know, dedicated part of our care to, and integrating that care with the care of breast cancer patients going through all different side effects from breast cancer. So it's great to be here to talk to you and talk with you. So
thank you. So tell us a little bit more about you, first of all, before we even get into Turning Point.
Okay. First of all, full disclosure, you introduced me as a doctor and I'm flattered, but I'm not. You are, but I'm not. So it's, but I am a physical therapist and my background is in orthopedics and manual therapy. And I went through breast cancer myself in 2000. Okay. And at the time, I had a young family, three kids under 13. And it was a huge shock. I didn't know any, no one in my family had been through breast cancer before. And as a physical therapist, and my husband's in the medical field as well, I thought I knew sort of what we had, what we would encounter along the way. And going through breast cancer myself, I was shocked at the number of side effects of treatment. Also shocked that there was really nothing and no one to help me with that. So as I went through it as a physical therapist, I would get a friend to have a look at it. I would like, should I exercise or not exercise? Just went through all the trying to figure out how to help myself. And through that journey, that's how Turning Point got started, realizing that there was a huge role to play for rehabilitation and exercise. In my case, with women with breast cancer, but really all oncology cancer patients can benefit from some aspect of rehabilitation and exercise. And unfortunately, what I've seen over the years, I mean, it still exists, is huge barriers to care. Yeah. So many people don't get referred for care that really they could benefit from, very amenable to our treatment and intervention.
Yes, yes. And it's so true. I mean, that's how I found you, because I was trying to serve the people in the Bahamas and I didn't have resources that I could find. At that time, there was very little literature available for us in terms of oncology rehab. And it was sort of like in the research stage, a lot of it. And thankfully, you're one of the researchers that has helped us gain information and traction in this area. And it's such a valuable tool. And we really hope that the people listening in could really understand that you are faced with some challenges, the latent long-term side effects of cancer treatment, but we have professionals and we have resources that are available. So thank you so much for what you do. And thank you so much for creating Turning Point. So tell us a bit about Turning Point and that wonderful team of therapists and counselors that you have down there in Atlanta.
So Turning Point got started, as I sort of said, was through my experience and reading some of the research as I went through my own journey of breast cancer. An example, when I was going through breast cancer treatment, was being told that cording, which is a painful condition that a lot of women have after breast cancer surgery, basically my doctor at the time told me it was in my imagination, that this really wasn't happening. So many other things, exercise. I was told during chemotherapy, if I really wanted to keep running, it was okay, but be really careful. Turns out that the research, the literature shows that actually, no, it's a benefit. We need, not necessarily running, but some form of exercise during chemotherapy. It's just so important. So one thing led to another, and I started seeing people would refer me patients, oh, Jill knows a little bit about breast cancer physical therapy and one thing and another, sort of word of mouth. And then we decided, we being one other physical therapist and myself, decided to really specialize in that area. Started a clinic. It was a very tiny clinic. We actually had space loaned to us by a wonderful occupational therapist who supported what we were doing. And what, again, started very, very small, maybe a few patients every month, and gradually it grew as the word got out. It has over the years evolved into a nonprofit. Early on, I realized that most people were not referred for physical therapy or rehabilitation. And as a nonprofit, it brought in other ways of actually funding things like educating healthcare providers so that more would be aware of women's needs. Also, a financial assistance program so that insurance and financial aspects wouldn't be a barrier to care. So we became, within the first year, we had this small little clinic running and became a nonprofit. And through that, we were able and still able to get grants, apply for grants and receive grants to support our services and to support financial assistance. Also, fundraisers. It's amazing. People who have gone through the Turning Point program, their families and their friends become big supporters of what we do. And that's mostly because physical therapy and exercise can really help people going through breast cancer really get their life back. So it's very impactful. And so it's amazing for me to see that people are very touched by what we can do, as well as the physical aspects.
Right.
It's quite a connection to be able to help someone maybe who's hurting from surgery and going through radiation, can't lift their baby. And we can be those people that can actually help them get back to what they usually do and what they love to do. So that's a Turning Point story in a nutshell. Over the years, Turning Point has grown. They now have, I think we counted between full and part-time physical therapy staff. There's 8, I think, on staff. I stepped down, I'm the founder, I stepped down as executive director almost 2 years ago, but I still do consulting and I actually was helping them out recently over the last few months seeing patients. So I'm still very much connected. But it's at this point, they've grown and grown, and they probably see about 30 to 40 breast cancer patients, newly diagnosed breast cancer patients every month. Okay. So it's gone from that number every year to now every month. So one of the unique things, as well as being a nonprofit, is that we tried to, over the years, as we realized what women needed, or new research would come out, we tried to incorporate different aspects of care. So as we had more and more evidence about exercise, for example, we incorporated that into the programs, and there's a Pilates class, and We always talk to women about what are they doing exercise-wise, helping them develop an exercise program and keep with it. We've added counseling and emotional support, nutritional support, a massage therapist. So over the years, we've tried to make it a more collaborative rehabilitation place. The other thing, I'm sorry, I could go on and on, Kitty, as you
Please
know
do.
About Turning Point.
Please
but
do.
The other special and unique thing is that it's an atmosphere, I think, of wellness, and it's not like a medical atmosphere. It's more like a spa environment. Women and other cancer patients going through all their medical treatments, to come to a place that's calming and supportive is also part of what we felt was important. And the feedback over the years we've got from patients has just really validated that.
That is awesome, because it's part of the recovery process. Sometimes we think just about it, the treatment intervention, but it's the whole integrative approach that you're offering that makes Turning Point so fantastic. It's inspired me in the way that I've tried to set up my clinic, and hopefully the care that I give my patients. There's always room for growth, and we keep that in the forefront of it all. So again, like I said, thank you so much, because you've been an inspiration to me, and I know that you've helped so many women in the area that have come to see you. I'd like to talk to you now more about the lymphedema, because we have just celebrated World Lymphedema Day on March 6th, and I made a post, and people's like, what's lymphedema? And a few people actually, well, sometimes when I say swelling, I get a better response, but lymphedema people don't truly understand. And we want to make sure that there's an awareness of it, and as we create the awareness, that we also educate. So could you please talk to us a bit more about lymphedema, please?
Yes. So lymphedema, as you say, is swelling. The risks for lymphedema are the number of nodes removed. Women going through breast cancer as part of the staging often have lymph nodes removed from their armpit, their axilla. And so the number, if as they remove those, the number of lymph nodes removed can put us at risk for lymphedema. The other risk factors are radiation and just generally BMI or weight. But the two treatment risk factors are the nodes and radiation. And so almost all women who go through breast cancer are at some risk for lymphedema, but different risk levels.
Right.
There's a lot of myths and misinformation about lymphedema. So one of the things that I have tried to do and that we have done at Turning Point is really try to debunk a lot of those myths. There's a lot of research out there, for example, that shows us that it's safe for women to be fully active, even if they're at risk for or have lymphedema. But back even not that long ago, 10 years ago, women were still being told, oh, better be careful, it might cause lymphedema. Mm-hmm. So I would say it's probably one of the most feared side effects of breast cancer treatment. And again, with all those myths swirling around, women can be very confused, and it can be very frustrating for women to not be sure, should I do something? Shouldn't I? How will I know if I have lymphedema? One of the things that has been important, we've found from research, and I know you're doing this, Kitty, in Bahamas, we do it at Turning Point, is really educating women about the risks of lymphedema and telling them, are they at low risk or high risk? And then also incorporating into our physical therapy treatment plans the whole concept of surveillance. So taking measurements of their arms before they have any indication of swelling, and then helping monitor that over months and years. Unfortunately, it can happen up to several years after breast cancer treatment. Mm-hmm. So it's important that we monitor women. And it's amazing when women know that you're going to take care of them and you're going to find it early with them and you're going to walk that walk with them, it takes away a lot of the stress and a lot of the fear about the side effect. Because at this point now we can say, if we detect this early, we can be so helpful with the treatment we can be much more successful and the treatment isn't nearly as involved. The lymphedema or the swelling doesn't progress. So it just really helps to have someone, like I said, walking along with them over those first few months and years after treatment. Mm-hmm. And I think you've incorporated a lot of that into your way that you care for breast cancer patients.
Yes, definitely. We're trying to do early intervention and just early education and working on a prehabilitation approach to it. So mm-hmm. once women are diagnosed with breast cancer, that we ask that the physician sends them to us at Handling Your Health so we can do our, what we call the prehabilitation. We do the education. We do the assessment. We take measurements of the arm, the chest wall as well, because there's sometimes the lymphedema that can sit onto the chest wall. And a lot of times women have partial mastectomies and they need to be informed too that you can have lymphedema in the breast. And that's that abnormal swelling, that heavy swelling. And giving them that information, I find before the surgery, we tend to have less true exacerbations where you have this one with this massive limb that decided to cook because she was not told that she should not be in the kitchen for prolonged periods of time, exposed to heat for prolonged periods of time. You know, just giving them the risks, the prevention tips. Like you said, ambiguity is the biggest stress there is a lot of times, and sitting down with them and explaining to them, this is what we want you to do. This is what we suggest you should do. This is what we suggest you avoid. And any signs that you see, these are the signs that you look for. If the arm is heavy, swollen, if clothes feel tight, if there's numbness, signs of tingling, changes in color, changes in temperature, give us a call immediately. Just arming them with that information truly, truly helps. So the early intervention, the early education is definitely something that I've implemented in my clinic as a certified lymphedema therapist as well, catering to this. And it's something that that's one of the key points that I gathered from you from our first conference ever. We have to be on it. We have to be at the forefront. We have to be their advocate and their educator. And I think what really draws me to you, that you were just so authentic in everything that you did for us. You stood in front of us, not just as an educator, but like you said, you are a cancer survivor yourself. And you also do deal with lymphedema. So as a cancer survivor, as well as somebody that deals with lymphedema on a daily basis, could you speak to that? What's your experience been like in terms of just managing your own lymphedema?
Mm-hmm. So, yes, I have lymphedema and I do self-manage it at this point, of course, as a physical therapist, but there's no question at going back to sort of that, I feel the same way. It is one of the most feared side effects of treatment. I was at high risk for it. And when I got my lymphedema, it's almost 20 years ago now that I've been dealing with it. When I got it, we didn't know anything about the early treatment, early intervention. And so I'll be honest with you, part of me was like, yes, at some point I'll have to deal with this, but it's just a little bit of swelling. Now we know, like you said, if we get on that, if we're, we can be so much more effective, but it is what it is. I have lymphedema, and one of the things that when I have a patient who looks at me and goes, you know, I don't want my arm to be swollen like that, the one positive is that it is just swelling. So people like me that have survived breast cancer, trying to put it into perspective, it's not a side effect we want, but if you do get it, here's what we're going to do. We're going to treat it and give you a treatment plan. You're going to be able to handle this. And I also, I am fully active. I go to the gym, I exercise, I'm a rower, and I row a couple of times a week with a rowing team in Atlanta. It's actually good for lymphedema to be fully active like that and exercise. So I think that the other message that I have is that even if, unfortunately, you do get lymphedema, we know that you can be fully functional. Again, it's especially with sort of the help of a physical therapist going through this with you, making sure you have good strength and good range of motion. And again, compression if you need it for that swelling. But you can live a full, 100% fully functional life, even with lymphedema. So not that anyone wants to get it, but it's also good to have to know that that is feasible and very possible still, even if you do happen to be someone that does get lymphedema.
Yes. And we have to constantly keep putting out the information out there. You're a researcher. You're always looking at the next best thing. I remember we came with our facts and, you know, they said that you need to put it on right away. And you're like, no, not really. You're going to look for signs and symptoms. But we said, but this is what the research says. And so I really respect your knowledge and your value for research, because like you said, we want to debunk the myths. I have patients that come to me with shoulder impingement with lymphedema, and we're trying to figure out what happened. Oh, somebody told me I must put my arm up on three pillows whilst I sleep. And so they've created another issue, right? I have people that wrap their arms in cabbage leaves because cabbage leaf helps with swelling. And, you know, so we have to debunk the myths, and the education is so important. So for anybody listening that's dealing with swelling, we want you to reach out, look for your lymphedema specialist, your edema specialist in the area, and don't be afraid to call and ask questions. We love educating you. So we'll put some information out after this about signs and symptoms that you can look for. I mentioned some earlier on in the video. But we want you to be fully aware of it. I know Jill and I have spoken, we tended to stay more towards the breast cancer survivor, but lymphedema can happen in people that don't have cancer, because types of lymphedema, there's the primary and there's a secondary. What we were referring to with the breast cancer survivors is one of a secondary presentation. So secondary means that it happened secondary to something. There was damage, like she mentioned, damage to the lymph nodes, because we had to remove them because they were either diseased or we were investigating them, or they were radiated due to treatment. If you have damage to a part of the body that has a good bed of lymph nodes, crash, accident, injury, surgery, any disruption of the lymphatic system can predispose you to lymphedema. And also that you have primary lymphedema. These are people that are born with some malformation or malfunction or even absence of a lymphatic system somewhere in the body. So when you have an abnormal accumulation of fluid, this is what we consider lymphedema. When it's chronic and it does not disappear with the ordinary elevation, this is what we call lymphedema. So I really wanted to make sure that you don't think it's just related to breast cancer alone, even though that's probably one of our greatest passions, because this is the population that we serve. So I'll turn it back to Jill and just give us some tidbits, some ideas of things that people with lymphedema can do. We talked about the exercise, we talked about compression. What else would you advise fellow lymph warriors to do to have a sustainable, active life?
So once, if you are diagnosed with lymphedema, it tends to be chronic, and it tends, without treatment, to be progressive. So it tends to get a little bit worse over time. Mm-hmm. And so with that in mind, unfortunately, it's typically a bit of a lifelong battle. But one of the things I try to do with my patients, because I found it works best for me, is to figure out, and with your physical therapist, figure out what's going to work for you to keep your lymphedema at the lowest level possible, but at the same time, having least impact on your life. Mm-hmm. So you could wrap it. One of the things that we do is compression wrapping, and it's special bandages, but almost like an ACE bandage type of thing with padding. And that's one of the most effective treatments for lymphedema. But you can't wear that 24 hours for the rest of your life. Right. So one of the things that we try to empower our patients with is to help them figure out what's going to be the plan for them, where they don't have to think about this every minute of the day. They just know, if I do this, this, and this, it's going to keep my lymphedema under reasonable control. And for example, in my case, I do wrap my arm at night with those bandages. And I just do it every night. I don't think about it. I just do it. And that tends to take my swelling down that may have accumulated through the day. Mm-hmm. During the day, I wear a sleeve, which also helps keep that swelling down. So I do use compression, which are those two things, the bandaging and the compression sleeve. If I'm going out for the evening though, I don't necessarily always wear it. And yeah, maybe it's at night then when I put my compression back on, that swelling goes down. So basically I have a way of having a normal lifestyle and not thinking about what to do all the time because it's just part of my routine, just like you brush your teeth. And it, when people get to that point, again, breast cancer patients or anyone with lymphedema, where they just know that they can manage it themselves, that's very empowering and makes us less fearful. And as I said, no one wants it, but if I can treat it and manage it, it just makes me so much more independent. Mm-hmm. So compression is a big part of it. Exercise is another part of it. Research has shown, and I know myself, when I'm exercising, eating properly, always weight affects most women and it affects me too. My lymphedema is always better when I'm on my lower weight side. And exercise is, as I said, so important. And it, typically the best is some sort of resisted exercise, using weights. Doesn't have to be lifting super high weights. It's progressive, but just helps pump that lymph or swelling out of the arm or leg, wherever people have lymphedema. It also aerobic exercise, walking, running, cycling, all of those things help jazz up our lymph system. And that can also help. So it's incorporating that compression, figuring out with our physical therapist, you know, what we need to do, what's our little routine going to be. Not everyone has to do what I have to do. I have more severe lymphedema. Some people just need to wear a sleeve a few hours a day and that's enough to keep it managed. Mm-hmm. Or if we treat it early, sometimes we can get it to that point where they're not wearing a sleeve but know when to put it on when they notice some more swelling. So that part's very patient dependent, just depends on the person.
Right.
But always exercise, always good nutrition and good weight management are the really key things in terms of living with lymphedema and managing it long term.
Great, great. So what you described in a nutshell, you touched on, is what we call the gold standard of treatment, the complete decongestive therapy, where we talk about the education, we talk about the exercise, we talk about the compression, the manual lymphatic drainage as well. We didn't talk too much about that. And those are the gold standard treatment. So when you look for lymphedema care or edema care, you want to have the person that you approach talk to you in terms of complete decongestive therapy. It's not just a massage. It's not just putting you in a compression garment. It's not just elevating your arm. It's a whole approach, a packaged approach. And we mentioned physical therapists, but not all physical therapists are trained and skilled in lymphedema management. So have that conversation with the therapist that you come across.
Due to an internet problem, this show could not be concluded. But you can reach out to Jill Binkley at www.myturningpoint.org, www.myturningpoint.org, or reach out to her by email at jill@jmbinkley.com. That is jmbinkley.com. Thank you for listening. We hope that you enjoyed the show. To hear more of these wonderful shows on selfdiscoverymedia.com, just look up our podcast genre list. You will see many shows archives there ready for listening. Don't forget to share these wonderful shows. And if you wish to be a guest or a host, or you have an organization that needs to be highlighted, contact us at info@selfdiscoverymedia.com. Bye for now.